Dr. Charles Smith served as UT Martin Chancellor from 1980 to 1985. He's held other key positions in journalism, education, and government. Dr. Smith published his memoir this fall titled Journal of a Fast Track Life. In September, he visited UT Martin as part of his book tour. Dr. Smith recently visited UT Martin during homecoming, and he joins us to talk about this book. Chancellor Smith, welcome. Congratulations on the book, and we really appreciate your time today.
Well, thank you, Bud, for having me. I'm looking forward to the interview.
Dr. Smith, what inspired you to write this book?
Bud, I remembered several years ago that one of my English teachers, when I was an undergraduate at UT Knoxville, told the class one day that every human being had a book within them, and that it was a question of how you get it out and what you say. And I thought, well, at that time, I didn't have any idea I'd have anything to say. But then later, when I was in graduate school at Peabody Vanderbilt, another English teacher told the class one day that if any of y'all are thinking about writing an autobiography, think of one thing. Unless your name is George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, or someone like that, you're probably not going to do well with an autobiography. So then I thought, well, let's go to fiction. And then I realized that the life I was living and had lived was really, the truth was more exciting than the fiction could ever be. So I decided to do a book that, this is a little bit unorthodox, but it's a 32-chapter book, and it's organized around lessons learned. And you could take it from any chapter, go either direction. It fits together as a coherent whole, but you can read it in parts and bits, and it's all tied to the lessons learned through my various experiences.
Well, you have done so many things and know so many people. Briefly, what was the process for this? This had to be a challenge.
It was, particularly once I decided what format to use. It was a question then of, okay, if the lesson is this, what out of my experiences, was it UT Martin? Was it the Board of Regents? Was it the Nation's Report Card in D.C.? Did I learn any lesson that fits under this category? That was both a plus and a minus, because the plus was it helped me pick and choose. And the minus was that I had to leave some things out, because there were a lot of things that have happened in my life and in my experience that just didn't fit any of the 32 chapters. So I tried to keep it true to whatever the lesson learned was.
So how long did this take, and was the final edit process kind of challenging? Did you change a lot of things in the end?
I did, and it was a long time coming, because I actually started the book when I retired from the state in 2000. I wrote a chapter or two, maybe three, and then I thought I was retired. Then I ended up being called to Washington to what I thought would be a three-year assignment, turned out to be a 10-year assignment. And so I did a little bit there, and then when Shauna Lee died in 2013, I came back and retired, came home from Washington, and put it aside. And then when I met Barbara, she saw the manuscript one day and said, I want to read it. And she did, and she said, you've got to finish this book. And so I did probably 12 to 13 chapters in the last 18 months before publication. So it was a long time being developed, but if you can digest it into the time actually spent, I'm not sure how many months it would have been, but it was sporadic.
So what's your favorite part of the book? Can you identify something?
It's hard to really pick one. From the standpoint of, and true to the title of the book, Lessons Learn, I'd have to say that one or two of the chapters that really focuses on, one was at UT Martin, and one was when I was Commissioner of Education. There are two sets of anecdotes there that relate to Governor McWhorter. Obviously, that's close to my heart, because he was one of the great people in my life. It really inspired me, and he really demonstrated how you work across the aisle, something that's missing in today's political environment at all levels. He did it well, and he did it often, and he was consistent. And I have some anecdotes in there that have never been told about how he reached across the aisle when I was commissioner. One story I'll tell you quickly is that when I was interviewing for the job at Martin, I paid a visit to him. I didn't know him all that well, but we had a cordial talk, and I said, Mr. Speaker, I got to finish with one last question. I said, you're the speaker, and you have a lot of influence, and I know that if you wanted to be the de facto chancellor of UT Martin, you would be the de facto chancellor. And he looked me right in the eye, and he said, Charles, I can assure you, if you'll accept this job, I will never interfere with anything you do, won't tell you how to run it. All I ask is don't ever surprise me. He kept his word. I was here 6 years, and not once did he ever ask me to hire anybody or to change anything or to do something that was different, unless it was something coming from me to him. You couldn't ask for better support than that.
I've heard some very nice compliments on the book. I'm not just promoting it. I've been told it is a great read, a very, very interesting, very significant piece of work. Chancellor Mr. Smith, if someone wants to get a copy, what's the best way they can do that?
Well, it's available at the UT Martin bookstore. It is also available online at Amazon.com and it also at the BarnesandNoble.com. Of course, you got your Barnes & Noble store here with UTM, but it can be bought online. But there are copies available if you happen to live in Nashville. Parnassus Books has it in stock.
Chancellor Smith, a real honor to have you here to talk about this book. Good luck with it. Again, a significant piece of work that a lot of people are going to enjoy reading. All the best to you and your family, and again, thanks for being with us.
Well, thank you, Bud. It's always a pleasure to be on this campus and to visit with you.
Dr. Charles Smith, serving as UT Martin Chancellor from 1980 to 1985. He's been with us today to talk about his new book, Journal of a Fast Track Life. Now back to more Halftime on the Skyhawk Sports Network.